This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, a train derailment near Pueblo on Sunday afternoon has both directions of I-25 shut down at this hour. The BNSF railway train carrying coal derailed on the bridge over I-25 near mile marker 106 and 107 just before 3:30. At least one person died tragically after the driver of a semi-truck was trapped under the bridge. According to CSP, the bridge was unstable, which was hindering crews from accessing the driver, who later died at the scene around 9 p.m. Major Lyons says the crews that were working through the night in the days to come will continue to do that after they figure out what happened after those 12 cars derailed. Both directions of I-25 remain closed at this hour due to that coal all over the road, and they're going to be investigating that one for quite some time. There is a detour in place right now. They're taking you off of I-25 and funneling most of those drivers down Highway 115, then back onto Academy, and then back onto I-25. Just plan on being very, very, it's going to be slow through that area for the next few days. President Biden is postponing a trip to promote his economic agenda as the war between Israel and Palestine, the militant group Hamas, rages on. The president was scheduled to visit a wind tower manufacturing plant in Pueblo today, but will instead stay in Washington to hold meetings with his national security team. This comes as Biden is considering a possible trip to Israel later on this week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is currently in Tel Aviv, his second visit since the war broke out earlier this month. ABC News will have much more on that coming up in just a few minutes. A union representing Kaiser Permanente employees in Colorado is cheering a tentative contract agreement with the healthcare organization. Service Employees International Union Local 105 says the agreement will give workers a 21% raise over the next 4 years, increased continuing education and retirement benefits, and a gradual raise in the minimum wage for employees. The union called the pay increase historic, saying in a statement that the agreement was a massive step in the right direction for Kaiser Permanente. Thousands of union workers are expected to vote on ratifying the contract later on this week. The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office has filed formal charges against that man accused of killing the parole officer in Colorado Springs. Charges filed Friday against Justin Kula include manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident, vehicular homicide, and third-degree assault. The DA's office also filed 3 habitual criminal sentences, enhancers, against Kula. The charges related to the September 28th death of state parole officer Christine Sandoval, who was killed as she and other officers tried to serve an arrest warrant. The Colorado Department of Transportation is also planning nightly lane closures beginning tonight at 6 p.m. It'll last until tomorrow at 6 a.m. They're going to do that for sign and pothole work. Closures tonight will include the right lane closures of southbound I-25 at milepost 135 and northbound at milepost 128. And finally, the Colorado Springs Switchbacks will be on the road to start their latest playoff run. The Switchbacks secured the 5th seed in the Western Conference playoff bracket on Saturday with a 2-0 win over Phoenix. The Switchbacks will take on 4-seeded San Antonio coming up this Saturday night. The two teams played twice this season, with San Antonio taking a 1-0 decision in March and Colorado Springs managing a 1-1 draw last month.
Plenty of sunshine across southern Colorado as high pressure anchors across the Intermountain West, keeping us under those mostly clear skies. Will be clear and calm overnight tonight. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s to middle 40s along and east of I-25. We will look for afternoon highs back in the 70s on Tuesday with plenty of sunshine in the forecast. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.